Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
And a little bit of music from Joe and Woody and the boys of the Road Crew, roadcrew66.com. If you happen to need a theme song for your road trip adventure, those boys sure know. You know, one of my favorite tunes from them has to be Still Under the Neon. Get a chance, check that out at roadcrew66.com. We're going to have some fun this morning. We're talking road trips and a great book about sports fans guide to Route 66 by Ron Clements. I was really impressed with this, and we'll get to that in just a few minutes. We'll give a shout out to our good friends there at Tucumcari, New Mexico. Visit Tucumcari NM. They have become known all over the world for, of course, their Route 66 connection, their neon, but Tucumcari is much, much more than just neon lit nights. It's should be a destination for anybody who's looking for great adventures. You put a pin in Tucumcari and draw a circle of 60, 75 miles and look at all the adventures you can find. And my go-to place for lodging while staying there in Tucumcari, of course, is David Brenner's The Roadrunner Lodge. He's created a most delightful, as close as you're going to get to time travel, mid-1960s. Having a 1960s time capsule, and God bless, that's it's just really neat. But you don't have to give up all the modern amenities. We also have, speaking of motels, of course, we got to talk about the wonderful Wagon Wheel Motel in Cuba, Missouri. One second here. Just got a little problem to take care of. Cuba, Missouri, Wagon Wheel Motel with Connie Eccles. She is a wonderful host. She's created another great little time capsule. This is the oldest continuously operated motel. And on Route 66, and Missouri Hicks right next door. Shelley's right down the street for breakfast. All good stuff right there. And, of course, in McLean, Texas, another great time capsule. I think that one dates to about 1956. They're in McLean, Texas. McLean, Texas, a little bit of a trivia for you. The Barbed Wire Museum, don't laugh, it's actually interesting, is in the former Brazier factory. And that gave McLean, Texas at one time the unofficial recognition as the uplift capital of America. How's that for a bit of odd trivia? Mr. Ron, are you with us this morning? Here you are. Yes.
Hello.
Ron, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
You know, technology is a funny thing, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
We sometimes these things work. Sometimes they don't.
So can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Ron.
Oh, okay. All right.
We got a little bit of a feedback here. Hope that's not causing too much of a problem. So how's Ron today down in Florida?
Yes, sir. We're doing well. We funny, after living in the RV, as long as we did, we'll spend this summer actually looking for a house to buy down here in South Florida.
You know, it's one part of the country I've never been to.
Well, come on down. We got room for you.
You know what happens when you feed stray dogs?
they stick around?
Yes. Hey, how many years? You spent like 4.5 years?
Yeah, from August. No, excuse me. From March of 2018 until October of 2022.
Wow. Covered all 48 states?
In the lower 48, yeah. We actually flew to Hawaii in November of 2020 from New Orleans. Louisiana was the last state in the lower 48. And then, we did 49 states in under 3 years, but then with COVID, we had to wait for that border with Canada to open before we could drive the RV up to Alaska. And we're finally able to do that last year. And it actually worked out for the better or for the best, because my wife actually turned 50 while we were in Alaska. And the day before we left Alaska, August 20th, the RV hit 50,000 miles. And the only, I wish it would have happened 4 miles later, because we were on the Toke cutoff road between like Glen Allen and the town of Toke, which is spelled T-O-K. But the Toke cutoff road, the RV hit 50,000 miles at mile marker 46. And I'm just like, come on, why couldn't it be 4 miles, you know, past that? But
we just can't plan these things sometimes.
Yeah. So, I mean, the birthday thing, obviously, you know, we knew would happen, but rolling over 50,000 miles, you know, while still in Alaska, that was something that was, you know, was just serendipitous.
I had the distinct pleasure of meeting with you when you were in Kingman.
Yeah. You gave me a tour around the town and I really appreciate it. I cherished those few hours we spent together.
You know, your book is fascinating. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I had a 20-year career as a sports writer, and so my mind just kind of, you know, thinks in terms of sports. I mean, whenever anybody mentions the year 1982, I was like, oh, yeah, Brewers and Cardinals in the World Series. But so living in St. Louis for 7.5 years, and my wife being from Peoria, Illinois, and not me being from Wisconsin, I would drive up I-55 or down I-44 in Missouri, and we would see the Route 66 signage going through Maplewood, Missouri, right there on Missouri State Highway 110 and Shoto Avenue out to Manchester Road in St. Louis and going into Maplewood and then out to Wildwood. So I would see the Route 66 signage, and I don't know, I just got curious about Route 66. My friend Greg and his now wife, Emily, the four of us did a road trip from St. Louis down to Tulsa. And we stayed at the Desert Inn. So the seed was planted. And so after we did the baseball trip 5 years ago, we went to all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums in a single season. My wife just goes, you know, what's the next book going to be? And I don't know. I just had this, you know what? No one's ever done a sports book on Route 66. So I'm going to fill that void and I'm going to write the first ever sports book on Route 66. So started doing the research. And then in September of 2019, we were in Chicago when we began our travels Southwest. We took 2 months.
You know, the greatest testimony I can give your book, A Sports Fan's Guide to Route 66, is I'm not a sports fan, and I was sucked into this book. I found it very, very fascinating.
Yeah, and I did not want to make it, you know, simply a sports book. You know, I felt like it was important to include the traditional Route 66 attractions, you know, Giganticus, Hedicus there, where you're at, the different museums on Route 66, Cadillac Ranch, the Big Texan in Amarillo, and, you know, just other places. And I really, really enjoyed going to the different museums, like in Joliet and Litchfield, Illinois, and, the, the two side-by-side museums there in Kingman with the Powerhouse and the Mojave Museums. The people in Victorville at the California Route 66 Museum are so some of the sweetest people, Bonnie and Delvin. And so, and just, you know, meeting people along the Route 66 community while we traveled, it was just really cool. Like Nolan Stolz and Nick Gerlich and Melissa Beasley and you. So I just did not want to make it so simply a sports book, because there are, you know, the true roadies, right, who might not be of a sports mind. So I wanted to give something for them too. But I also had the international traveler in mind. You know, if someone's coming over here from Germany or Japan and they're like, why the hell do Americans care so much about high school football? Well, go to a game in Amarillo and you'll find out why, you know. I do think that, you know, not to toot my own horn, but just based on the feedback I've been getting, like what you just said, you know, I think I did a good job of blending the traditional Route 66 stops in with sports venues and sports activities.
Well, I fully agree. Route 66 is more than just neon and tail fins.
Right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, what you've done here, this Route 66 is America personified, and you capture that spirit with this book.
Thank you. And I kind of wanted to change the mindset of how people think about Route 66 and kind of bring it more into a modern sense, I guess, you know, instead of everybody thinking about what used to be, you know, taking pictures of dilapidated gas stations and motels, or, you know, places that have been covered in graffiti like Two Guns, or, you know, I just wanted to just like to kind of, you know, like I said, change the mindset of how people think about Route 66. And you're just like, all right, there are still, it's still an active, vibrant byway with, you know, communities that have things to do instead of just, you know, eating at a diner every six cities and taking pictures of, you know, old cars or old buildings. You know, you can still do stuff. You can, you know, you can go to the theater in various towns, you know, like the Rialto, and you can stay at the, you know, the really nice hotels and the, you know, the nostalgic hotels. You can still get the nostalgia by staying at El Rancho and Gallup or La Posada and Winslow, you know, but heck, you know, go to a baseball game while you're doing those same things, you know.
It's the people that make Route 66 special, that give it a magic.
I agree.
And to immerse yourself in a community by taking in a high school football game changes the whole perspective.
One of the things I mentioned, like, you know, if you're in Dwight, Illinois, you know, or any other small town, Williams, Arizona, like, I mean, Friday night in the fall, if you're traveling Route 66, September, October, November, Friday night, that's where you go. It's the high school football field. That's the community event. And if you really want to get to know things about the community, go to a game and just talk to the person next to you. You know, the grandma or grandpa who's watching their grandson wearing number 54 at linebacker, you know, or whatever, you know, and just talk to them, and you'll learn more than you would think.
It's those kind of conversations that lead you to amazing discoveries, fascinating stories, and they bring all of this to life. It's not just dead.
No, not at all. And, you know, and I enjoyed going to Mickey Mantle's boyhood home, you know, so there's still, you know, that nostalgic feel of,
sure,
you know, sure, wow, Mickey Mantle played here in Commerce, Oklahoma. That's so cool. But when I did my baseball blog about for the book website, you know, I started by saying baseball is so much more than Mickey Mantle, or baseball along Route 66 is. Route 66 is so much more than Mickey Mantle. I mean, Dodger Stadium is right along Route 66 in Los Angeles. Busch Stadium in St. Louis, right there in downtown St. Louis, along Route 66. And then there, you know, minor league baseball and college baseball in Joliet, Illinois, and Normal, Illinois, St. Louis with the St. Louis Billikens, and the Gateway Grizzlies, a minor league team, Springfield, Missouri, Tulsa, and I could go on, you know, Santa Fe, Amarillo with the Sod Poodles, and Albuquerque with the Isotopes, and Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. every level of Dodgers baseball, single A, double A, triple A, and their major league team are on Route 66. The single A team is in Rancho Cucamonga, double A in Tulsa, triple A in Oklahoma City. And then I mentioned Dodger Stadium being right along Route 66. You got iconic venues like the Rose Bowl in Pasadena and the famed Pitt Basketball Arena at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque. So, you know, I'm mentioning all these things, and I want to get back out there and do it again. In the 2 years it took to get this book out, and counting the book tour in 2021 that I did, we spent 5 months on Route 66 in 2 years, and I cherish it, every minute of those travels.
Well, you know, one of the things I found on this, I was, before I met you and just before your book came out, I was working on a project here with Kingman Main Street, and I was really surprised by the sports history, like here in Kingman, Arizona, Chicago Cubs, Pittsburgh Pirates, George Grantham.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this old history on the highway is really surprising.
Well, one of the things I included, like there in Kingman, is the old basketball gym is on the National Register of Historic Places, and I know when, you know, the first thing people go to is with the nostalgia of Route 66. So it was important to me to include places that are on the National Register of Historic Places, like the old high school in Cuba, Missouri, or the aforementioned Rose Bowl in Pasadena. So yeah, I wanted to include that history, because that is an important part of Route 66.
Yeah, it's one thing is every time that people think that every subject has been covered about Route 66, you know, there's so many other chapters to be written, and your book, like say, is really fills in a hole that people overlook. No, you mentioned Nolan Stoltz, Nolan's work, his research to find some of these obscure places. That's another chapter on this, uncovering the history of this road. And now with this coming up, I think books like yours are going to be extremely important.
And I hope they, you know, that increases book sales, you know, selfishly.
Well, as much as we enjoy doing these things, we do like to eat on a regular basis, so we always hope that our books sell.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, you know, there are a couple other Route 66 ideas that I have that I won't, you know, I don't want anybody stealing from me, so I'm not going to mention them. But, you know, I do have a couple other fires burning in the oven of my head that I would like to do and get back out there and do and travel Route 66 again and work on these things simultaneously to hopefully have them out in 2026 with the centennial.
Well, I've had this idea for quite a few years, and I blame it now on having a fever during COVID, but I'm obsessed with this idea of traveling Route 66 in a Model A Ford and chronicling it as a bit of time travel.
Interesting. I think it'd be fun to, not necessarily for a book idea, but I think it'd be fun to travel Route 66 by train. You know, you can stop at right there at La Posada and spend the night, and there, you know, like the Amtrak from, you know, Chicago to Los Angeles, it kind of follows that path, you know, not directly, but I think that would be fun. And then you could stop at some of the Route 66 towns. But I've never done an Amtrak trip. But it's something I've always wanted to do, travel the country by train. And I think starting with Route 66 would be really neat.
It's an adventure. I did Amtrak 20-some years ago. My wife said it was like a slumber party for 200 people she never met. It was intriguing. But you know, let's say these, there's so many angles to this thing, and Route 66 is not our most scenic, our most historic highway, but it's well, first of all, you know, here's a highway that technically, officially doesn't even exist. And it has this vibrancy, this personality all its own. It's infectious.
It is. Yeah, I really liked it. I think one of the more surprising things is, you know, I had this idea to travel Route 66, not really knowing much about anything west of Tulsa. And I was just surprised at how much I enjoyed. And then even in the, I think I enjoyed the 3 months in 2021 more, because in 2019 it was, and sorry, if you hear any whistling in the background, it's just my wife making tea.
That's but, no problem.
But anyway, I enjoyed the 3 months on the book tour in 2021, because in 2019, for those 2 months, I was more focused on talking to people along Route 66 and going to sporting events. And I did about 60 interviews, and I got, you know, helped out by media relations people at the high school, college, and professional levels. I mean, the Los Angeles Lakers hooking me up with for a game in November of 2019, and me being able to talk to LeBron James and Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard for the book. Honestly, being able to name drop LeBron James into a query letter probably got me a book deal. So I'm grateful to organizations like the Lakers and the Chicago Blackhawks for giving me that access. But as I was saying, though, in 2019, I was more focused on the work. So in 2021, I could really enjoy Route 66 more, you know?
Right. Yes. Right. Yes.
Yes. Because all I had to do was show up to you know, Sammy C's in Gallup, or a bookstore in Oklahoma's Full Circle Books in Oklahoma City, or Bookworks in Albuquerque. And all I had to do was show up and you know, and sign books for people who wanted me to.
We've got a few people with us. I mentioned at the beginning of the program, I mentioned the motel in McLean, Texas, Cactus Inn. Angela Moreland, she's the owner who's lovingly refurbished this little gym. She's with us this morning, and she says that train rides are awesome.
I saw that, and we met. We stayed at the Cactus Inn in 2021, and we met Angela. And I'm excited to go back there, because now Angela's opened that brewery
or the taproom downtown.
Yeah,
that is neat. McLean is a fascinating little town. It really is, and I know it gets short shift. It's down at the heel a bit, but it's a town well worth a stop. That's for sure.
Definitely, and not just a stop, but it's worth spending the night. And yes. I did not like, you know, you hear, okay, Barbary Museum, what the hell is that? But damn, it's fascinating. I never knew there were so many different types of barbed wire.
Well, that's, you know, I mentioned that at the beginning of the program. The most amazing thing about the Barbed Wire Museum is that it is interesting.
Yeah, right?
Hey, we've got quite an audience here this morning. Do we have any questions for Ron? We can either do call in, or you can type in a message here. Either way. You bet, Angela. You know, about every week or so, we try to give a good plug for the RV park and the motel there in McLean, the Cactus Inn, because my wife and I enjoyed our stop very much.
Yeah, and one thing for the RV travelers for the Cactus Inn, so they got this small parking lot right next to their rooms, but across the street, there is RV parking, and that's where we actually had the RV, was right across the street, right by the sign, I believe, for the Cactus Inn. And so ample room for RVs if you want to get out of the RV for a night or two. Angela's got room for you.
Well, and there's also the Red River Steakhouse right next door, which is good eating. And I'm partial to eating. Anybody who's seen me knows that I like to eat.
Yeah, and we had lunch there, I think. At some point, things kind of blend together, you know?
they run together after a while.
Especially as much as we've moved around. I mean, since I did my last book signing in Tulsa on November 20th, 2021, and then we came down to Florida. I mean, we spent Thanksgiving weekend 2021 in Navarre Beach on the Panhandle. And then for the month of December 2021, we were down in Marathon for the entire month for in the Keys, and we had never been to the Keys before. And then we stayed in the Southwest Florida from January until May 11th last year when we left Fort Myers on May 11th and we began our Alaska road trip. In fact, 1 year ago today, we crossed into Canada from Montana into Alberta 1 year ago today. So,
quite an anniversary.
Yeah. And that was a hell of a road trip. I mean, Route 66 was amazing, but, I think the most epic road trip we've been on in the last 5 years was that trip to Alaska, because it was Route 66 is 2,400 miles, right? Well, from Florida to Alaska, that's like 5,000 miles one way.
I met some folks headed home last summer. They had been on a 6-month odyssey from Galveston, Texas, 14 couples. They went from Galveston to Anchorage, took the ferry down the coast of Alaska to Seattle, and they were headed back home, and they were doing it in Model T Fords.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I know your book is available on Amazon, but if they want a signed copy of this, how do they get a hold of you, Ron?
Yes.
What's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yeah, for sure. They can email me at ronaldclements@gmail.
Do you have a website for the book?
It's kind of a... Actually, I can put it in the chat is what I will do.
Okay, thank you.
I'll put thank you. Yeah. Because it's kind of a longer URL.
Sure. And I'll put it up on the address on my website today too.
Okay.
Do we have any questions, Mr. Nolan? You mentioned that he went to a volleyball game in Cuba, had a lot of fun, and he wouldn't have done that if it wasn't for your book.
Yeah, I like Nolan a lot. You know, he's a quirky guy, but he's a good guy.
you know, characters. That's what gives it. That's the essence, the seasoning. It keeps things from getting boring. I've been accused of being a character myself. So. Among other things. Anybody have any sports questions for Ron? Don't have to be on Route 66. A little bit of sports trivia for Ron. Or questions about his book, his adventures. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron. Yes.
Guys, you know, we've had a lot of fun this morning. Ron, I want to thank you for taking time from your schedule this morning to talk with us. It's something we try to do every Sunday. And, you know, the idea behind this program is to inspire road trips and to share America's story. And your story and this stories in this book are about as American as we can get. And I'm really, really grateful. Thank you for doing this morning. Next week, we're going to talk with Jim Featherstone. He has a neat little idea for a shop going online, One Stop 66. And he also is quite knowledgeable on internet security. Yeah, I think we'll have a lot of fun with that next week and be talking about Route 66, the Route 66 Centennial, and some other things. Mr. Ron, do you have any parting thoughts here for us?
Oh, I will say I do have a not a release date yet, but I do have a book forthcoming. It will be called From Fort Myers to Fairbanks, and it is about our trip to Alaska. So anybody who's interested in Alaska and things to do in and around and on the way to the last frontier, you know, I hope you'd be interested in my upcoming book, From Fort Myers to Fairbanks.
I will look forward to that, and well, you'll have to come back and join us. We'll talk about that one too. The idea is to inspire road trips, and that might be the ultimate road trip.
We'll come back and join us. We'll talk about that one too. The idea is to inspire road trips. And
you ever been to Alaska?
That might be the.
You know, I have not, and that's a
yeah. I actually like deficiency. So like, I put a subtitle on the book, and I called it North America's Most Epic Road Trip.
I have not, and that's a deficiency.
I've met some people that traveled the Alcan in the '50s.
Yeah, that would have been pretty rough. Anyway, it's. Imagine the road from Kingman to Oatman if it was gravel.
I've gotten into some pretty crazy road trips, but not that extreme. Not yet. Anyway.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's been an honor. I've been looking forward to this for quite a while. I want to thank everybody who joined us. Gosh, we got quite a diverse crowd here from East Lansing, Michigan, and Kingman, Arizona, and Texas. And it looks like Nolan's in Shamrock today. Where are you staying at, Nolan? I happen to really enjoy the Western Motel. The Western Motel. Please give my regards to the fine folks there at the Western Motel. I missed them on the last trip, but wonderful people there. That's a great motel for anybody who happens to be in that area. I spent a nice evening there waiting out a snowstorm a couple of years ago.
Wonderful people there. That's a great motel for anybody.
Guys, thank you for everybody who joined in this morning, and we'll do this again next week, same time, and invite your friends. Let's make a coffee party. And have some fun with this.
Thank you for everybody who joined in this morning, and we'll do this again next week, same time.
Ron, again, thank you very much, and until we meet again, my friends, take care, and here's the grand adventures. Ron, adios, we'll talk to you soon.
Well, until we meet again, my friends. Take care, here's the grand adventures. Ron, adios. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks again.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Adios, mi amigos. We'll see you next week.